Thank you for downloading the Archers Omnibus podcast. For more information, visit bbc.co.uk/archers.
Pip?
Hi, Dad.
Bit early for you, isn't it?
What?
You're usually still in bed at this hour of a Sunday morning.
I'm going to work.
What?
At Lower Loxley.
I thought that was yesterday.
And today.
But Gran's coming to lunch.
So?
She hasn't been over since, you know, that row.
Oh, yeah. That'll be when I poisoned the atmosphere.
Never said that.
And drove her away.
I simply suggested that we should all make a bit more of an effort to make her feel welcome. Your gran has been through a lot, Pip.
Yeah, I know.
And if all she gets when she comes here is a lot of shouting and arguing...
Look, anyway, give her my love. Say I'll call in and see her during the week.
I didn't know that you were spending the entire weekend at Lower Loxley.
I did tell you.
Well, I don't remember.
Yesterday was just a training session. Today, I'm working a full shift.
Right.
Oh, look, here's Emma now. Hi, Emma!
Morning.
Well, what time will you be back then?
After my shift.
What time's that?
I'll see you when I see you.
Morning, David.
What time do you close tonight, Emma?
5.
So you'll be back by...
5:45, probably.
Thank you. I'll see you this evening, Pip.
What if I see you first?
What's the matter?
Oh, don't ask. Come on, let's go.
Anyone would think you'd been avoiding us.
You didn't think that, surely? It's just, I know how busy you are.
No more than usual.
This time of year it's non-stop. I saw David out with the sheep as I drove up the lane.
I'm just taking some silage out.
I did look in on Friday morning when I came to see to the hens, but there was nobody here.
Friday?
I thought you might have been out with the young stock, but...
Oh, I went shopping.
Can I do anything to help?
No, thanks. All done. Just need to get these potatoes on. You could put the kettle on for some coffee if you like.
Right. I've been rather busy myself, to be honest. Chris pops in most days. And I've had lunch with Peggy twice.
Oh, good.
And I quite often go round to the stables in the evening. Or Shula comes to me.
A lot quieter at the stables than here, I would think.
Well, yes. It has been a bit lively recently, hasn't it?
Yeah. The kids were foul last time you were here.
Were they?
Especially Pip.
Oh, yes, she was a bit on edge, wasn't she?
She's getting to both of us at the moment.
That's teenagers for you.
Oh, I suppose we've had it easy up until now. And David, well, he's finding it really difficult.
Fathers and daughters. Phil was just the same.
Was he?
Especially with Shula. There was a chap called Simon Parker, I remember. He used to work for the Echo. Phil used to get apoplectic.
David and I had a real up-and-downer with Pip. He found a bottle in her bag when she was going to a party. Oh, just some wine and stuff.
And a bottle of vodka, Elizabeth said.
Oh, she told you, did she?
How on earth did Pip get hold of it?
She refused to say. Oh, shh.
Ruth. Oh, hi, Mum.
Hello, darling. How are you?
OK. Ruth, did you know that Pip was going to Lower Loxley again?
Yeah, she said.
Not to me, she didn't.
Have you spoken to Usha at all recently?
Yeah, I saw her yesterday.
Only I haven't heard anything of Alan since she rescued him from my front garden.
Well, she took him to the doctor, much against his will. Antibiotics and strict instructions to stay indoors and keep warm.
I should think so.
I bet he's not exactly a model patient.
Well, he must be disappointed not being able to complete his Lenten challenge.
Oh, but loads of people have been volunteering to take his place in the tent.
Yes, I heard something about that. Did Linda offer to do it?
Yeah, she's done 2 nights, actually. And Bert was muttering about spending a night in there this morning.
Bert?
Oh, surely not.
At his age? Oh, that's ridiculous.
Well, he says they're running out of volunteers. Neil did it one night and swore never again.
I can't say I blame him.
How about you?
What?
You used to be quite keen on camping.
Oh, yeah, when I was about 12.
But if even Bert's prepared to help out...
No, no.
Not me. I've got enough on my plate.
The worst thing is when they finish their food and they just sit around chatting.
And there are queues of people waiting.
Sometimes I go in and clear the table, you know, making a big thing of it.
How do you mean?
Oh, you know, rattle the crockery and drop things.
Really?
Only if I have to.
What you really need are chairs that get uncomfortable after about half an hour.
Yeah. Anyway, the point is, when it gets busy...
Get in there fast and clear the tables.
Shouldn't be too much of a problem today, but... Are you working next week?
Yeah, I hope so.
Only once Easter holidays start, we'll be twice as busy as this. And of course, Easter weekend, with the fair and everything.
Oh, do you think I might get some extra shifts?
If you want them. You'll have to check with Elizabeth. But I know one of the regular girls is off with flu.
That'd be brilliant. I'm dreading the holidays, to be honest.
Are you?
So the more I can get out of the house...
Well, what's the problem?
My dad is being a complete pain.
Is he?
He's decided he doesn't like my boyfriend.
Why not?
Because he's older than me.
He's the guy with the posh car, right?
Well, you've seen him.
In the yard. He's not that old.
No. And he's lovely.
Mm. I wouldn't say no.
Oh, but my dad...
You can't let your dad control your love life.
No, I know, but... Well, he has stopped my allowance.
What, just because he thinks your boyfriend's too old?
And he found this bottle of vodka in my school bag.
Your school bag?
Yeah, well, I didn't think he'd look in there. Anyway, that's why I need this job. Got to earn some money somehow.
The problem is, you're the eldest. I had that too. Chris got away with murder.
Did he?
Yeah. And Mum still doesn't see it.
Right.
Trust me, if you've met someone you really like, stick with it. No matter what people say, it doesn't come along every day.
Oh, look, Sipo. Here comes Uncle Adam.
Hello, Sipo.
Aren't you going to say hello?
Obviously not.
Oh, sorry.
Squirrels are much more interesting.
Nolly was never like this. When she was little, she loved people. Not just family, you know, strangers in the street. She'd be putting up her arms for a cuddle, but Sipo doesn't stay still for long enough.
So I've noticed.
Well, you've seen him. I mean, me taking him for walkies at least twice a day, like a dog.
Kate!
He's just got so much energy. Anyway, how are you today? And how's the lovely Ian?
He's at work, so Mum told me to come over for lunch and say hi to Alice.
You'll be lucky.
Why?
She went out with Chris last night. Hasn't surfaced yet this morning.
Ah.
In fact, I'm not entirely sure she came home.
Oh. Well, maybe I'll go over and have a look at the new strawberry tunnels. Did you hear the wind in the night?
No.
Oh, it was blowing a gale, and we only finished putting the polythene up on Friday.
Oh, right.
I would just like to check it's okay.
I'll walk down with you. Oh, come on, Sipo. Say goodbye to the squirrels.
Bye-bye. I'm afraid it passed me by completely.
Well, it was before Christmas, Mum. And you were probably watching Question Time.
Anyway, Josh was supposed to have his hair cut last week, but he absolutely refused.
Why?
Well, you need quite a lot of hair to recreate the Jedward look.
Sort of solid and sticking straight up.
Yeah.
Oh, so that's why Josh and Pip were fighting over a thing of hair gel.
Yeah, I'm sorry about that.
Do stop apologising. I remember how you used to fight with Elizabeth.
He still does.
That was another thing Bert said this morning.
About you and Elizabeth?
No. Did I think that he was too old to go in for Ambridge's Got Talent?
What with?
With his poetry, of course.
They've got a special oldies section.
Yeah, I told him.
What about Pip?
Well, what about her?
Is she going in for the talent show?
Huh.
You're joking.
I remember she and Izzy used to do the most wonderful dance routines.
Oh, we did suggest it, didn't we, David?
Yeah. When's lunch going to be ready?
An hour or so.
All right, OK. Listen, better go and... fill a few more holes in the track.
You don't have to do that today, do you?
Well, I'm not going to have time next week. With a bit of luck, we'll be able to put the cows out full time before the end of the month. And there's a huge great hole opened up in the track up to the paddocks, so while the rain holds off, it'll only take me half an hour or so.
Oh, David! Oh, never mind.
Oh, dear. Sorry, Jill.
No, it's nothing.
He's just... I'm so frustrated because of Pip.
Elizabeth said she'd met Jude.
Yeah, she and Nigel bumped into them in some pub.
He seemed perfectly nice, she said.
Oh, yeah, he is. Young for his age, too. But his influence. I mean, when she was going out with Jonathan, she was never late home, and she certainly didn't drink. Well, not like she is now.
Oh, dear.
And when he found the vodka, David, well, he lost it with her, stopped her allowance.
I bet that went down well.
It did. So she retaliated, got herself this job at Lower Loxley.
No, Seapol!
It's okay, really.
What did I just tell you?
It's pretty tough, the polythene.
But if he keeps running at it like that...
Look, it stood up to the wind last night. I don't think one small boy is going to do much damage.
Oh, don't you believe it? We were in a friend's garden at Christmas time and they had this tent. And suddenly one corner of the thing collapsed and there was Seapol grinning broadly and clutching a tent peg.
Oh, dear.
Honestly, you can't take your eyes off him for 2 minutes. I was trying to explain to Helen, but she wouldn't listen.
What?
Well, babies are small and portable and generally stay where you put them. But once they learn to move about, she really hasn't got a clue.
You were talking to Helen?
Well, somebody has to try and talk some sense into her. She's no idea what it would be like bringing up a child on her own.
She told you?
Yes.
Oh.
Well, I sort of found out. I was round at her flat and there was this report thing.
Oh, Kate.
Well, if she didn't want me to read it, she shouldn't have left it lying around. And actually, it was a good thing I did find out because, well, I've been a single mother. I know what it's like.
Kate, you shouldn't be talking about this.
Why not? Look, the trouble with Helen is she has this romantic vision of motherhood.
Kate!
What?
You mustn't talk like that about Helen.
Like what?
This plan of hers. Surely she swore you to secrecy.
Of course, but I knew she told Ian, and obviously Ian told you.
He doesn't tell me everything, you know. He knows how to keep her confidence.
Oh, come
on. And he did ask Helen if he could tell me, and she said yes, on the strict understanding that it would absolutely go no further.
Well, it won't.
And then you just come out with it like that?
Only because I was sure you knew.
Helen really doesn't need this. You know what Ambridge is like. One careless remark and it'll be all around the village. She's had enough of that in her life.
But you did know.
That's not the point. Helen confided in you and trusted you not to go blabbing.
I wasn't blabbing.
Think before you speak, Kate, and don't say anything to anyone else.
Mike! Hey, Mike!
Oh, hey!
No, I can't come in. I'm not suited up.
Hang on just a sec. Now, what's the problem?
There's no problem. It's just the first of the new cows is about to drop her calf.
We should have told Vicky.
That's why I'm telling you. I've got the cow in the calving box. I've given her a bit of hay and water, but she's quite agitated.
Right.
If Vicky wants to be here for the birth, she better get her skates on.
I'll give her a ring right away.
Hello.
Hi. Look, I'm sorry to bother you.
No bother. Come on in.
No, really.
Oh, you'll freeze to death standing out there. Come on. Let me shut the door.
Well, okay, but I can't stop. I just wondered...
Where's your little boy today?
Mum's looking after him.
Oh, he's going to be such a charmer when he grows up. Him and Abby, they are just so sweet together.
When he's not trying to steal her teddy and make her cry.
Boys, eh?
Anyway, I just wondered if you knew where Hayley was. Is she at work today?
No, I don't think so.
Only I've been ringing the bell next door.
Oh, I know she's out. I saw her going off down the road with Abby in the pushchair.
Oh, well, could I leave this with you, do you think? It's just a couple of Easter eggs for Phoebe and Abby.
Of course. Lovely. I'll hide them in the cupboard along with mine.
Oh, you've got yours already then?
Yes, I think maybe I've overdone it a bit, but you can never have too much chocolate, can you? Now, how about a cup of tea?
No, honestly, Vicky, I really must get back.
Oh, I won't take a minute, and I'm just going to have one myself.
I promised my sister I'd go out riding with her this afternoon.
Oh, that always happens, doesn't it? The phone doesn't ring all morning, and the moment somebody comes... Hello?
Hello, love, it's me.
Mike, can I call you back? Only I've got a visitor.
Oh, don't worry about me.
Well, can you get away? Only Lashes is about to drop her calf.
What?
And Ed says if you want to see it happen, you better get down here sharpish.
Oh, right, yes, of course. Tell him I'm on my way. Bye, love. Oh, Kate, I'm really sorry, but we're going to have that cup of tea another time.
Is something wrong?
No, quite the opposite. Now, where did I put my fleece?
Oh, is that it? Back of the door?
Oh, of course. I'm all of a tears now. My lovely Lashes is about to give birth.
Your lovely what?
Lashes. Now, if I can just get to my boots.
Oh, sorry.
She's called that because she has these gorgeous eyelashes.
Oh, I see.
Quite wonderful.
She's a cow.
Isn't it exciting? My first calf. Now, you must promise me, Kate, you won't disappear off back to... Sorry, where is it you live?
Johannesburg.
Johannesburg, of course. Without letting me make you that cup of tea.
Well, I'm not sure I...
But right now, I'm sorry. I really do have to dash. Oh, what a thrill. My first car.
Come on, little fella. Help me get there.
Where is she? Where's my lovely Lashes?
Oh, you're too late, I'm afraid.
Oh, no, don't tell me I missed it.
Yeah, it was all very quick and straightforward.
Oh, I got here as fast as I could.
Just dropped it all on her own, but he's up on his feet already.
Hey.
Yeah, it's a bull calf, unfortunately.
Oh, no. Come on, this way.
Oh, that's a shame.
There, that's your mummy's teeth. That's what you're looking for.
So, what will happen to him, Ed?
It's got to go for slaughter, I'm afraid.
Oh, no.
You know that's what happens.
Yes, of course I know, but that doesn't make it right.
It's a fact of life, I'm afraid, Vicky.
Oh,
no, you daft thing. Come on, you need a suck on that.
Well, what's the point of teaching him to suck if he's just going to be killed?
Well, we can't just snatch him away. That'd be cruel to both of them.
Well, you're still going to do it, though. You're just putting off the evil hour.
We're in the dairy business, Vicky. That's how it works.
Okay, Tommy. Good boy.
Oh, my lovely spearmint. I've missed you so much.
Honestly, Alice.
What?
You are daft about that horse.
No, I'm not. It's just I don't get to see him as often as I'd like. Such a treat to take him out.
Can you pass the girth under for me?
There you go.
Thanks. Okay, Tommy.
Oh, he's missed me, haven't you? Lillian takes him out for a hack now and then, but it's not the same. Is it, Spearmint?
Who pays the livery costs?
What do you mean?
Dad?
So?
When you came to South Africa, you swore you'd never take another penny off Dad.
Oh, come on, Kate. Like you've never changed your mind in your life. Now, let's get Spearmint saddled up.
Can you manage?
Yeah, I'm fine.
So, where's Chris today?
Oh, he's working, unfortunately. But I'll see him this evening.
You saw him yesterday and the day before.
And your point is?
Must be love.
Have you got a problem with that?
No, of course not. He's lovely.
Yeah, he is. I just wish Mum could see it.
Hi. Well, you're not going to marry Chris, are you?
Well, not immediately, no.
But you might.
Well, I'd like to finish university first.
And then?
Well, I can't foresee the future.
But you'd seriously consider it?
Yeah, if you ask me.
Oh, Alice, don't.
Well, why not?
I'm not saying he's not a lovely guy, and you're really lucky to have him. But don't... I mean, he's your first boyfriend.
No, he isn't.
Your first serious boyfriend. And you're going to graduate with a degree in engineering, so you could get a job anywhere in the world.
So could Chris.
Well, yes, I suppose.
Being with him doesn't mean settling in Ambridge with a mortgage and a couple of kids.
That's true.
Although that wouldn't be so dreadful.
Oh, Alice, don't tie yourself down. Not till you've seen a bit of the world. You don't want to look back in 10 years' time and think, oh, I wish I'd done things differently.
Is that what you think?
No. No, of course not. Although... I do envy you going to university.
Well, it's not too late. You could be a mature student.
Yeah, I suppose.
Oh, I don't know. Maybe. What?
Nothing.
Are you okay?
Yes. Yes, of course I am.
Have you had a row with Adam?
What makes you say that?
Well, you were being a bit off with him yesterday.
Off?
Oh, like you were cross with him about something.
No. He had a bit of a go at me, that's all.
What about?
Nothing. He... just ticked me off for something.
What?
Nothing. It was nothing. Now, come on. If we're going for a ride, we better get going, or it'll be dark before we get back.
Oh, you made it then, love.
No, I was just too late. I missed the moment of birth.
Oh, that's a shame.
Never mind. Maybe next time.
What, you want to be here when the next one's born?
Is that a problem?
No, of course not.
If you can give me a bit more notice.
Well, I can't guarantee it. Sometimes they just pop out without any warning.
Nice calf, though.
Oh, isn't he the most gorgeous thing?
Bull, is it?
Afraid so.
That's a shame. Well, law of averages. Half of them are going to be bulls.
What do you think of Alfie?
What?
For a name. Do you think it suits him?
Well, you can't go naming bull calves.
Why not?
Well, because... Well, like I said...
I've explained this to you, Vicky. He'd be sent to the knackers before the week's out.
Well, so you say.
That's a fact of life, I'm afraid.
But the more I think about it, the more unacceptable I find it.
You can't afford to get sentimental. Not in this game.
I'm not being sentimental. I just feel that it's wrong to simply wash our hands of this beautiful young creature.
We don't have a choice.
Yes, we do.
What?
I don't know, but I'm sure there must be an alternative.
No, love.
I'm going to make it my business to find a future for my little Alfie.
Vicky, you're being ridiculous.
Don't say that.
This calf is not some kind of pet in need of a good home.
I know, but I'm serious, Mike. I'm not going to let Alfie be thrown on the scrap heap. Or you'll let him stay with his mother for now, won't you?
Only for a few days.
Well, I'm going to put my thinking cap on. Just leave it with me, OK?
Oh, that was wonderful. I told you, nothing like a good gallop across Hayden Barrow to blow away the cobwebs.
I wonder if Phoebe would like riding lessons.
Yeah, it's a bit expensive for Roy and Haley, I think.
Yeah, and Dad could pay for them.
Yeah.
Although, maybe... Well, I don't know, maybe that wouldn't be such a good idea.
Do you miss her when you're at home?
Oh, all the time.
You stayed away for ages this time. Why don't you come over sooner?
Well, it's difficult.
It's not that difficult.
I've got two other children, Alice. I don't know, you just get so caught up in it all. Life flies by.
Well, she's been pleased to see you anyway.
Yeah. Oh, it was a shock to see how grown up she is. I mean, I've seen photos, I've seen her on Skype, but I couldn't believe it. So confident!
Yeah, she knows her own mind all right.
But we still have that connection. I really... I don't want to go back and leave her.
But you wouldn't... I mean, you wouldn't take her back...
No, I don't think she'd want to come. She's very happy with her dad.
Yeah, she loves him.
Yes, of course.
And Hayley.
I suppose.
Who could have been the stepmum from hell.
But that's the thing.
What?
She is just the stepmum. She's never going to have that special bond with Phoebe.
What? You think Hayley doesn't love her?
Not like I do. How could she?
Kate, she's looked after her since she was a toddler.
I know.
And from where I'm standing, she loves her as if she were her own.
It's not the same.
Really?
No, it can't be.
If you say so. All right, come on. I'll race you down as far as the road.
You're on.
Come on, Spearmint.
Hello, Ed.
Oh, yes, George. That is something else. You just keep practicing, eh? I'll be in the kitchen with Mummy, all right? What's he doing?
Isn't it a laugh?
Is that from watching that dancing on the telly?
Yeah. You remember he saw them boys doing this hip-hop routine?
No, is that what it's meant to be?
And he's decided he's going to enter for the talent show.
You're kidding.
Apparently, little Molly Button is doing a tap dance, she told him.
Yeah, but she's been dancing since she was two.
I know.
And George can't dance.
Oh, I don't know how to tell him.
But we can't let him enter, though.
Oh, of course not. Oh, it'd be really embarrassing. Oh, anyway, how was your day?
Well, it was going fine until Vicky turned up.
Oh, no. What's she done now?
Well, you know she said she wanted to be there when the first of her cows had its calf. Well, I told Mike to give her a call. Anyway, it's a lovely calf, but it's a bull.
Oh, dear.
Well, you can guess what happened.
She wants to take it home and keep it as a pet.
Not quite. She has given it a name, though.
Oh, no.
Alfie. And she's insisting Alfie won't go for slaughter.
But you can't keep him.
Of course we can't. If I'd been Mike, I'd have told him not to be so daft.
He was there, was he?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, but you know what Vicky's like. She can twist him around her little finger.
So he said she could keep it?
No, but, well, he's agreed we'll keep feeding the wretched thing for a few days while she looks into other options.
What other options?
Well, exactly. She'll have to see sense in the end. That calf has got to go.
Beep. Oh, come on, Wayne, you better be there.
Hello, you're through to Wayne. Leave a message after the beep.
Hi, Wayne, Kenton again. Could you give us a ring when you get this? Thanks.
Hi, love.
Oh, hiya.
Who was that?
No one. Oh, just someone I'm trying to get hold of for the talent show.
Oh, have you made any progress with finding a new judge?
Yes.
Yes, what? I mean, you found someone?
Well, I'm getting there.
Only time's running out.
Yeah, no, it'll be done and dusted in a day or two, I promise.
Okay.
Only, you know, it's like trying to get hold of celebs. They're surrounded by this protective wall of agents and publicists.
Right.
But it's all in hand. Don't worry.
Okay.
Oh, by the way, I promised Jim we'll go and look at some furniture for the new bar. I'm meeting up with him in a bit.
Okay. Would you like me to come with you?
No, you don't have to do that.
Yeah, I know, but I could give you, you know, a female perspective.
Yeah. I don't want Jim to feel sidelined.
Why would he feel that?
Well, because we had such a big disagreement about the design concept, and I won that hands down.
So?
Well, you know, look, he's putting up a large chunk of money. He's going to be my employer, so it's kind of important to keep him sweet.
So you don't want me to come?
No, I would love you to come. You know I would, but it's a matter of delicate diplomacy.
OK, fine.
Where are you going?
I'm going to put the washing on. Is that allowed?
Oh, don't be like that, Cathy.
Oh, OK, then. Right. Bye. Damn.
What's the matter?
Jim's going to be out later on. For one glorious moment, I thought he was going to tell me I could put off starting on his Richard Shelf unit till tomorrow.
Well, you should have said you were ill.
I am ill. I think I've caught Alan's bug, spending the night in that blooming tent.
Oh, it was very sweet of you to volunteer.
Volunteer?
What?
I only did it because you nagged me into it.
Robert!
Well, you did.
I didn't nag. I merely thought it would be a nice gesture to support Alan in his hour of need.
If you asked me, it was a loopy idea from the word go.
Anyway, I am very proud that you did your bit.
I saw your peregrine, by the way, zooming past over the church tower at dawn.
Oh, how lovely.
Yeah, well, just wish I didn't have to work today. Although, come to think of it...
What?
Maybe I'll be better off doing these shells when Jim's not there breathing down my neck.
Well, you go and have a wash and shave.
With a bit of luck, I've got the bulk of it done before he realises I'm not the world's best carpenter.
Go on, off you go. I'll make you another pot of coffee.
Hi, Ian.
Hello, how are you?
I'm fine.
Okay. Are you coming by with the salad stuff today?
Yes, I'm sorry. I'm running a bit late.
No worries at all. But we could do with it soon if that's possible.
Yeah, fine. I won't be long.
Hello?
Wayne?
Yeah?
Oh, at last. Where have you been, mate? I've been trying to get hold of you for days.
Who's this?
It's Kenton. Kenton Archer.
Oh! Hello, Kenton. What can I do for you?
Well, you know we're doing this talent show as a fundraiser for the village shop?
No.
Has Fallon not told you?
I haven't seen her this past week.
Ah. OK, well, what we're doing is a bit like Britain's Got Talent, only it's Ambridge's Got Talent.
Oh, hang on, yeah. Yeah, she did mention something about it.
All right. Now, what we need is a professional judge, you know, someone who's got real experience of the music scene. And you spent years on the circuit, and I don't know anyone with a better knowledge of blues and jazz.
Oh, I do know a bit, that's true.
So, will you do it?
What?
Well, be one of the judges for Ambridge's Got Talent.
Yeah, OK.
Oh, brilliant.
No, I'd love to.
Wayne, you have saved my bacon.
When is it?
A week on Thursday, the 1st of April.
Ah. Oh, no, I'm sorry.
What?
Emmy's birthday.
Well, bring her along. Birthday treat.
We've got folks coming over, having a bit of a party.
Oh, no.
More than my life's worth to miss out on that.
Wayne.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, well, do you know anyone else?
Not really, no. Oh, hang on a minute. What about Lenny Scargill?
Who?
Don't remember the Lenny Scargill band?
No.
They never made number one, but they had a good following. I should give him a call if you like. And I think I'm right in saying he went into management after, so loads of experience.
Well, do you think he'd do it?
Yeah, heart of gold, Lenny. Always ready to help out a fellow musician.
OK, well, he sounds terrific. So, if you ring him...
Yeah, I'm sure I've got his number somewhere.
Yeah, and get him to give me a call. Oh, damn, there's someone at the door.
All right, I'll give him a ring.
Yeah. Can you get that, Kenton?
Yeah, oh, and it's kind of urgent, Wayne. We've only got just over a week to get it sorted.
Don't you worry. I'll get right on to it.
Cheers, mate. You're a lifesaver. Talk to you soon, yeah?
Bye.
Kenton, yep. Someone at the door.
Yeah, yeah, sorry, love. I was on the phone.
Kathy, come on in. Well, I mustn't stop. No, we're just in the living room. I just wondered if you had a bit of time. Oh, Kenton, hello.
Morning.
How are you doing with our celebrity judge?
Ah, well, I am on the point of signing up a chart-busting singer.
Really? Mm-hmm. Well, that's very exciting. Who?
Yeah, I don't think I should mention his name until the deal is signed and sealed.
Mm.
Yeah. Right. Well, Linda, I'd love to stay, but got a busy day, so...
He's off out with Jim Lloyd.
Yes, I am. And then later on this evening, I'm taking you out to dinner, Cathy, aren't I?
Are you?
Mm-hmm, I am, to make up you having to put up with me.
Oh, well, that'd be lovely.
So, I must love you and leave you. Oh, just gotta go and get a few things from upstairs.
Look, I'm sure he'll come up with a judge for us, Linda.
Well, I sincerely hope so.
He just works in his own unique way.
Hmm. Anyway, I wondered if you had an hour or two to spare this afternoon, Cathy. We need to decide how we're going to organise the volunteers for the shop.
Hi, Ian.
Oh, Helen.
Here's your salad. Shall I put it in the kitchen?
Yeah, yeah, please.
Should have known I'd find you out here.
Yeah, well, I don't know why. I always feel guilty when you catch me smoking.
Well, you should stop.
Yeah, I know I should. I mean, I hardly ever smoke at home now.
Adam's winning then.
He is. Anyway, I mean, you can catch me up on the latest. How's things?
Well, I have another appointment at the clinic tomorrow to get the results of all the tests they did.
You nervous?
No, not at all, actually. My health is fine. I'm feeling really well.
Good.
I just can't believe there's any reason we can't just, you know, get on with it.
And, well, how's your dad?
Oh, don't ask.
No better.
I won't even discuss it. Just leaves the room when I try to talk to him.
Mm, that sounds familiar.
How do you mean?
Well, my dad?
No, of course.
Couldn't accept me being gay and thought if he refused to talk about it, it would go away.
Oh, such a shame, though. This baby will be Dad's first grandchild, and I know he really wants grandchildren, so why can't he just focus on that instead of... Well...
I was kind of surprised that you told your cousin.
What?
Kit?
How do you know that?
Well, I mean, she told Adam.
She did what?
I mean, well, to be fair, I mean, she assumed that he just knew.
That's not the point, Ian. I absolutely swore her to secrecy. And by the way, I didn't choose to tell her. She was snooping around the flat and she found a letter from the clinic.
Oh, no, really?
I wouldn't have told her otherwise. I know what she's like. Sure enough, I got a blow-by-blow account of what hell it was for her being a single mum. She made no attempt at all to understand my point of view. Bad as my dad.
Well, okay, don't worry. I mean, Adam told her off.
What?
Well, I mean, for a start, she had no right to assume that I told him. And absolutely no right to discuss with him or anyone else what you'd told her in confidence.
Well, I'm going straight round to Home Farm.
No, don't do that.
Why not?
Well, you'll just make things worse. Look, Adam said he really laid it on the line. She was thoroughly chastened. I mean, she won't breathe another word.
I should hope not.
And she's away home to South Africa at the end of the week.
Good riddance.
Tickets seem to be going very well, anyway, for next Thursday.
Oh, good.
I've sold quite a few. People calling me, you know, from the website. And Sid reports good sales at the pub.
It seems to have caught people's imagination, anyway.
Exactly. We'll be finding out just how talented Ambridge actually is.
Anyway, getting back to the shop.
Yes.
You don't think we should have a fixed rota?
Well, so many of our volunteers are vague about which days they can do. Mm. Even if they're retired, they have odd jobs or grandchildren or other commitments.
So, how do you think we should organise it?
Well, perhaps get people to sign up over a 4-week cycle. Then we can repeat the cycle each month.
So everyone knows where they are?
Yes.
Yeah. But what if someone has to miss one?
Ah, well, if that's the case, you have to find someone to cover, I thought.
And the team leaders?
Well, as you suggested, each one of them could be responsible for a particular day of the week, and on their day, they'd need to be available locally.
And each shift calls the team leader at the beginning and end of the shift?
Yes, that's right. And the team leaders can meet up regularly, once a month, say, to raise any issues.
Yeah.
I'm sure that in the fullness of time, it'll run quite smoothly. Oh,
Albert, I wasn't expecting you back so soon.
Yeah, I've had enough for today. Oh. Hiya, Cathy.
Hello.
Don't let me interrupt you.
No, no, you're not. I think we've done all we can for today, haven't we, Linda?
Yes, yes, now we've identified our potential team leaders. But won't you stay for a cup of tea?
No, I really should be getting back.
Well, I think we've made very good progress.
Yeah, we have. I'm sorry to rush off, Robert.
Oh, no problem.
I'll see you both soon.
Yes.
Bye.
Bye. So, how did you get on?
Not very well.
No?
I'm beginning to wish I'd never taken on the job in the first place.
But you said Jim had simplified the design.
Well, he has. It's really not that complicated. It's just... wasn't exactly on top form today.
Oh, I'll make you a nice cup of tea.
I left the front door open when I was carrying in the timber and Eddie Grundy turned up.
What? He just wandered in?
He wanted to know what I was doing and when I told him, he asked me how much was Jim paying me.
What?
And then he accused me of diddling him out of the job.
Well, Eddie's not a carpenter, is he?
I don't know. I expect he's as competent as I am. Anyway, he really threw me.
Oh, you poor thing.
I ended up measuring one of my shelves wrong. Cut the timber too short.
Oh, you look nice.
Well, it's a long time since I was taken out to dinner. Thought I'd make a bit of an effort.
Oh, and Sid was all right to have Jamie?
Yeah, no problem. So, where are we going?
It's a place in Felpersham called the Old Picture House. It used to be a cinema,
oh.
Obviously. Don Sandlin's been there and he told Jim that the food was to die for.
Oh, it sounds great. Mm.
So, Jim thought we should suss it out.
OK.
Yeah, I said I'd drive and we'll pick him up at about 8:30.
What?
Oh, and he suggested we take Frank along as well.
Kenton? Yeah,
just to give him some idea of what we'll be aiming for in the new bar.
Kenton, so, I thought you were taking me out for dinner.
Well... yeah, I am.
And just the two of us.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I know, but it was difficult. I mean, well, you don't mind, do you? I just thought I could, you know, kill two birds with one stone.
What, cheese toasty, do you, love?
Yes, lovely.
I thought I'd do a curry tonight.
You're feeling better, then?
Yeah, much better. The antibiotics have finally started to kick in.
Well, not that much better.
No. No, really, I haven't been coughing nearly as badly this morning. I'm sure I'll be OK by the weekend.
Mm. So what are you saying? That you haven't found anyone to take the Sunday services?
Oh! Shula phoned to ask if we wanted the donkey.
Donkey?
Benjamin. No, for the Palm Sunday service. That was nice of her, wasn't it?
I hate to tell you this, darling, but donkeys aren't much use when it comes to leading prayers or preaching sermons.
I'll be fine by then.
Oh, Alan.
What?
Well, it's not worth the risk if you lose your voice
or
succumb to a coughing fit in the middle of the collect.
And honestly, my cough's nearly gone.
A congregation is going to be worrying about you and not concentrating on the service. And your cough has not nearly gone. You woke me up 3 times last night.
No.
Oh, yes.
Well, I slept really well.
I know. You don't wake yourself up, but you wake me up, all right.
Oh, I'm sorry, love. Perhaps I should go back to sleeping in the tent.
Don't even think about it.
Only Nathan Booth just called. You know he was supposed to be doing it tonight.
In the tent?
Yeah, he had a better offer.
What do you mean, a better offer?
Well, he didn't specify. Just said he was really sorry, but he couldn't do it.
Well, I'm sure someone else will. There were loads of willing volunteers last week.
Yeah, I'll ring round this afternoon and find someone.
Nathan's not ill, is he?
No, no, no.
Well, I hope he's not going to chicken out next week.
What's happening next week?
The talent show.
Oh, of course, yes.
Nathan's tribute to Michael Jackson promises to be the highlight of the show.
It'll certainly be...
I noticed as I was driving back... there's a for sale board outside Nightingale Farm.
Oh, yeah.
So they've started selling off Matt's assets.
Well, we knew it was going to happen.
It must be hard for Lillian, though. I mean, it makes it all so public, doesn't it?
Well, I don't suppose it's news to anyone that Matt's been done for fraud.
No, probably not, but... have you spoken to Lillian this week?
Well, she's in London, isn't she?
No.
Thought she said she was going down for James's birthday.
Yeah, that's next week.
Oh, right.
Oh, and as I passed the churchyard, I spotted Nigel sitting on the wall clutching a pair of binoculars, so I stopped to say hello.
What was he doing?
hoping for a sight of the peregrines.
All right for some.
What?
I wish I had the time to sit about watching birds.
He told me the Titcombs are going in for the talent show.
Doing what?
You know, the magic tricks he does. I think he's going to make Eileen disappear again.
You'd think he was old enough to know better.
There is a special over 60s class, you know.
How old is Titcomb?
No idea. Looks about 105.
Well, I'd better get back to work.
Don't you want a cup of tea?
No, no, I won't bother.
OK.
Oh, and by the way, about Helen.
What about her?
Well, was it today she was supposed to be, you know...
She's got another appointment at the clinic this afternoon.
Oh, right.
And she'll doubtless come round later on to tell us how she got on.
Ah, yeah.
So if you want to keep out of the way, then...
It's all right, I'll go. Hello, Cathy.
Hi. Is Pat around?
Yes, yes, she's right here. Come on in.
Oh, I'm not interrupting your lunch, am I?
No, no, we've just this minute finished.
Right, see you later.
OK. I was just going to have a cup of tea. Do you want one?
Oh, that'd be nice.
I'll just clear up a bit.
I thought I should update you. I had a meeting with Linda yesterday.
Oh, yeah?
About organising the volunteers for the shop.
Oh, I'm so glad you're doing that, not me.
Yeah, it's very complicated. But we've come up with a plan to present to the committee. Basically working a rota with three shifts a day. But the rota runs over a month rather than a week.
OK. How will it be policed?
Well, we'll make it clear that a commitment is a commitment. Otherwise it really won't work. And we'll use the team leaders to make sure it's all going smoothly.
Right.
And we can put the rota online too, so everyone can access it.
Well, that sounds very good. And you and Linda?
We'll be rota secretaries. And I expect we'll be doing a bit of troubleshooting too.
Oh, I'm sure you will.
So I was feeling very positive about it all. Till I got a lecture from Jim Lloyd about the folly of ceding control to amateurs.
What's it got to do with him?
Nothing.
Anyway, we're all amateurs. None of us run a community shop before.
No, I know. And it's just Jim. Well, the thing was, Kenton promised to take me out to dinner last night, but he neglected to mention that Jim and Frank were coming too.
Frank?
You know, the chef at Jack's.
Well, yeah, I know who he is. Wouldn't be my first choice of dining companion.
Quite. Anyway, what I thought was going to be a pleasant meal with just the two of us turned out to be yet another evening of sussing out the opposition.
The opposition?
Oh, Pat, it's all about the bar, what they're going to serve. We went to this place that was supposed to do particularly good tapas. So the three of them spent the entire evening analysing the menu and the cocktails and the service and what our waitress was wearing.
Oh, dear.
And when I tried to change the subject, I got the full withering treatment from Jim.
I just don't understand that man. He can be perfectly charming when he puts his mind to it.
Well, Kenton was just as bad. I can understand the bar is important to him. But he's completely obsessed. Now, I think I'm going to have to ignore him until the bar is open.
Probably the best idea.
Yeah, just get on and live my own life. Persuade Jamie to do the same. Did I tell you I ended up having to take him to the football on Saturday?
Oh, you poor thing.
That's obviously a very poor substitute. Jamie spent the afternoon trying to disown me.
Well, to be fair to Kenton, he is doing his bit for the talent show.
Not exactly giving it his full attention. We've only asked him to do one thing, to find a third judge. Can't even seem to manage that.
Alan!
Oh, hello, darling.
What are you doing?
Oh, putting up the tent.
In our front garden?
Yes.
Why?
Well, the thing is, you know, I said Nathan cried off for tonight.
Yes.
I can't find anyone else.
What?
Well, I thought Robert might do another night, but he said he had such a horrible time on Monday, he's vowed never again.
Sensible man.
And Linda's working a late shift at Grey Gables. Neil is babysitting his grandson.
Well, did you try Brookfield? Only Ruth did say that...
David just said no.
Oh.
Now, he's very apologetic, but he obviously wasn't going to be won over.
Oh, no, Ruth thought he might.
And I know Bert had said he'd do it.
But?
But I mean, honestly, love, I can't ask him.
Alan, you are not sleeping in that tent.
No, I just thought if I pitched it in the front garden, I could pop indoors if I started to feel bad.
But you won't, will you?
What?
come indoors. You will give yourself pneumonia rather than fail to see this through.
Oh, we're so nearly there. Only a few days more.
Easter is still over a week away.
I can't concede defeat. Not now.
Well, I can see where this is going.
So, what do you mean?
All right, I'll do it.
Usha, you don't have to.
Well, I'm not letting you do it. So, well, there's really no alternative, is there?
There you go. Help yourself to a biscuit.
Oh, thanks.
And tell me all about it.
Bad news, I'm afraid.
Why, what's wrong?
With me, nothing. I'm absolutely fine.
Oh, thank God for that.
Sailed through the tests. The results were all okay. Nothing wrong with my fertility or my health in general.
So what's the problem?
Lack of sperm.
What?
Well, there's a shortage, apparently. Ever since they changed the law about anonymity, it's become a lot more difficult to find donors.
Oh.
Yeah, men are nervous of having some unknown child show up on their doorstep in 18 years' time.
Understandably. So, how long would you have to wait?
Could be 6 months.
6 months?
No.
Oh, that is so disappointing.
Yeah.
Oh, Helen, I'm so sorry.
I was so up for it, Mum. I knew the test would be fine and I thought that would be it. You know, green light, all systems go.
Is there any possibility? I mean, suppose you were to find your own donor.
I thought of that. But even if I wanted to, they said it wouldn't speed things up.
Why not?
Well, they still insist on doing all the tests for inherited diseases and the like, and that takes at least 6 months.
Really? How frustrating.
But I don't want anyone else involved anyway.
No.
Oh, Mum, I feel so let down.
Yes, so do I.
I was so sure, you know, once I'd made up my mind that this was the way I wanted to go, and now I've got to sit around twiddling my thumbs for another 6 months.
Oh, what a miserable afternoon.
Hi, Dad.
Oh, hello. I thought you're waiting to help Tom with the veg boxes.
Tony!
Not specifically, no.
Helen's only just got back from the clinic.
I'll go and see him later.
What's the matter?
Nothing. Not that you're interested anyway.
The clinic has told her they can't proceed for at least 6 months because there's a waiting list for sperm.
Really? Oh, what a relief.
What?
That is such good news. I was so afraid you were going to rush into this.
I haven't rushed into anything.
Now at least you've got some time to reflect.
I've done all the reflecting I need.
Well, a bit more won't hurt.
Tony!
I'm not going to change my mind, Dad.
Oh, you don't know that.
Oh, yes, I do.
And who can say what's going to happen in the next 6 months? You might meet some nice young man.
I don't want a nice young man. I don't want any man. I want a baby. And you better get used to the idea, because that's what's going to happen whether you like it or not.
Hi, Usha.
Oh, hello.
How's Alan?
Well, he's a bit more cheerful, but he's still got a rotten cough.
Oh, so is he going back in the tent?
No.
I assumed since it was in your front garden.
I am.
Oh.
Well, I swore I wasn't going to, Cathy, but we've run out of volunteers.
Oh, dear.
I couldn't possibly persuade you.
Ah, no, sorry.
Shame. Anyway, my lovely airbed sprang a leak last time I tried it, but I absolutely refused to sleep on Alan's camp bed.
Well, what you need is a bicycle repair kit.
I borrowed one from Josh, but I haven't mended a puncture since I was about 7, so whether my repair will hold...
Well, if it starts to deflate in the middle of the night, you haven't got far to walk.
Alan would regard the whole project as having failed if I sneaked indoors in the small hours.
Well, I have to say, I think you're being very noble.
So do I.
I've never understood the attraction of camping.
Me neither. Though, to be brutally honest, I shall be quite glad to get away from Alan.
What?
That cough of his has been keeping me awake. I haven't had a decent night's sleep since he came back in.
Eddie? Hey, Eddie!
Oh, morning, David.
What are you doing?
Your mum said the roof was leaking.
Was it?
And the hens weren't too happy about it.
She never said anything to me.
Didn't she?
No, not a word.
Well, any road. I had a spare bit of roofing felt, so I thought I'd fix it for her.
I could have done that.
What? You don't think I'm capable of tacking on a bit of roofing felt?
No, no, I didn't mean that.
At least your mum thinks I'm competent.
It's got nothing to do with your ability, Eddie. I just can't understand.
Jim Roy don't trust me with a simple bit of carpentry.
What?
Not to mention painting and decorating. I mean, Robert Snell. He's an amateur compared to me.
Robert Snell? You've lost me, sorry.
He's a computer man, ain't he?
Yes?
Yeah. So, why does he get asked to build shelves? And all I get's a 20-minute job on a hen house roof.
Yeah, more to the point, Eddie, why didn't my mum ask me to fix the hen house?
Oh, well, you'll have to ask her that.
I shall.
I have to do a supermarket shop, but I could drop you off at Underwood.
Oh, no thanks, Mum.
And then we could meet up for some lunch.
Shopping's not a lot of fun with Sipo in tow.
Well, leave him here. You look after Sipo, won't you, darling?
What?
Well, just for a couple of hours.
All on my own?
Oh, no, Dad, it's okay. I'm really not in the mood for Borchester.
Why? What's the matter?
Nothing. I just don't feel like it.
Oh, okay.
More coffee?
No, I'm fine, thanks. Is Adam around this morning?
Yes, yeah. I tried to persuade him to come for coffee, but he was keen to get on with some top dressing.
Oh, okay.
Why?
Nothing. I just wanted a word. I've hardly seen him all week. I hope he's not avoiding me.
Why would he do that?
Oh, we had a bit of a disagreement. It was nothing. I'm probably imagining things.
I thought you seemed a bit down these past few days.
No.
Which is why I suggested we might go shopping.
Nice thought, Mum, but I'm fine, honestly.
Darling, are you sure?
Oh, no, Jenny.
I'm just a bit sad that my holiday's nearly over, that's all. And I'm not looking forward to the journey home.
Look, I tell you what, darling. Can you get back here by about 12:30?
Well, if I'm only going to the supermarket...
OK, well, why don't you do that, and then you can look after Sipo while I take Kate out to lunch.
You don't
have to do that, Dad.
No, I want to. I haven't had you to myself all the time you've been here.
Come on through to the kitchen. It's nice and warm in here.
Yeah, I just wanted to ask you something, Mum.
Right. What are you doing for lunch?
I'll probably just grab myself a sandwich. Ruth's gone out.
Well, in that case, you must stay and have a bowl of soup with me.
Oh.
I've made far too much as usual. I just can't get the hang of catering for one.
No.
It'll only take a couple of minutes to heat through.
Anything I could do?
You could cut some bread.
Okay.
Now, you said you wanted to ask me something.
Yeah. About the hen house.
What about it?
You asked Eddie to fix the roof.
Yes.
Well, just wondered why he didn't ask me.
I was going to, but you were busy and it was such a trivial thing.
Not that busy?
Well, the truth is, David, I don't want you feeling...
What?
That you have to look after me.
Oh, Mum.
I've got to learn to stand on my own 2 feet.
Is that why you've been avoiding us?
I haven't been avoiding you.
I've hardly seen you up at Brookfield.
You are awfully busy. You were out filling in potholes when I came round on Sunday.
Yeah, but that had more to do with...
What, Pip?
Yeah. Has Ruth filled you in on the latest?
She has. So has Elizabeth, as a matter of fact.
Oh, Lord.
So you've got enough on your plate without worrying about me.
I was worried that you... That you'd been avoiding coming round because of the atmosphere.
No, of course not.
This is really good. How's your pie?
Well, it's not a patch on your mother's.
Obviously.
It's pretty good.
Better than the bull used to be.
Well, I did offer to take you some of my lies.
No, it's fine. Hardly been in here this visit.
No.
It's nice to see everyone.
So, are you going to tell me?
What?
What's happened between you and Adam?
That. That was nothing. Honestly, he ticked me off for opening my big mouth when I shouldn't have. And he was quite right. But it's all forgiven and forgotten.
OK. So what is it?
Oh, I don't know what you're talking about.
Oh, come on, Gay, come on. Your mother and I both picked up on it. There's something bugging you. Is it Lucas?
No. Well, partly, I suppose.
So what's he done?
Nothing. Look, this isn't his fault in any way. It's just me.
You getting itchy feet?
No. Well, sort of.
Sort of?
Well, the thing is, like I've told you, Lucas is doing incredibly well. His career is going from strength to strength.
Mm. I mean, is he away from home a lot?
Yes, sometimes. Mm. But he makes a point of never staying away longer than he has to. He misses the children.
And you?
Yes, and me. But that's not the point, Dad.
So what is the point?
It's just... Well, he's out there interviewing government ministers and famous artists and top sports people. Mm. And I'm just... Well, what am I? I'm doing voluntary work, no career even on the horizon, really.
Kate, you're a mother.
But what sort of a mother am I? Wherever I am, I'm a part-time parent. If I'm not letting down Phoebe, I'm letting down Nolly and Sipo. I'm not a proper mother to any of them.
Yes, you are. Look, I'm not having that.
I don't even feel like a proper wife with Lucas being away so much.
Well, what do you want to do about it?
I don't know. Did you see my project manual? The one I wrote?
Yes, yes, your mother showed me.
I did this course, you see, which was interesting, but a bit haphazard. And I thought I could present it so much better.
Well, I thought it was excellent.
Thank you, Dad. And that's what got me thinking, really. I could do so much more with my life.
Yeah, but Sipo's still...
Yeah, I know. He's only little. And the sensible thing would be to wait until he's at school. Mm. But I've sort of hit a brick wall. I've got to find a way past it.
Well, you could go to university.
Yes, possibly.
Rather missed out on education the first time around.
I know. I didn't see the point in those days. But this has helped a lot, this visit home. It's shaken me up a bit, to be honest.
Why?
Things have changed so much here. With Rory, and with Adam and Debbie running the farm now, and with Phoebe so grown up. It's really made me stop and think.
And have you reached any conclusions?
No. But I can see, well, the possibilities.
Good. Are you all right for money?
Oh, yes.
But you could use a bit more.
Oh, well...
Look, I'll transfer a few quid into your account.
Thank you. It's not money I'm worrying about, though.
I know, but a bit extra won't come amiss. Now, how do you feel about pudding?
I just didn't think. I was so mad at her. She's changed so much since this Jude bloke came on the scene.
She's testing the boundaries. It's what teenagers do. But she'll be all right.
You think?
She's very resilient, you know. You've done a good job with her, you and Ruth.
Really?
Yes, really.
Were we like this when we were young?
Oh, yes. I don't remember any bottles of vodka, but there was certainly illicit cider drinking.
I suppose there was.
She's a lovely girl, David. She is.
So what... What should I do?
You just have to soldier on. We all have to.
Oh, Mum.
Talk to Ruth. Try and talk to Pip. I know it's hard, and she doesn't want to listen, but...
Well, and reinstate her allowance.
Whether she wants it or not, you don't want a dependent on Jude's money.
That's exactly what Ruth said.
There you are, then.
Thanks, Mum. And please, let us help you if there's anything needs fixing.
I'll ask you first.
Yes.
I was thinking the other day, it's about time somebody did something with your vegetable patch.
Mm.
Phil always used to do it, and it's looking a bit sad.
Yeah, Ruth does a bit, but...
Neither of you have got the time.
No.
Or the inclination.
Not really.
And I need a project to work on.
You know, the vicar's been doing this camping in the wilderness lot, Kenton. Kenton?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
But then he got sick and had to go back indoors.
Oh.
Only they ran out of volunteers to take over from him. So, last night, she done it.
Well, who done it?
Usha.
Oh, yeah. Cathy said something about
and
that.
And she said she had the best night's sleep she's had for a week on account of not having the vicar coughing in her ear.
Oh, right.
Yeah, well, I thought it was funny.
Yeah. Come on, pick up. Oh, no. Hi, it's Kenton again. Can you call me, please? Why does Wayne never answer his phone?
Oh, he's probably asleep.
Asleep?
Yeah, but he's a baker. Starts work in the middle of the night.
Oh, I see.
Likes to have a kick when he knocks off. Oh, he'll call you back.
Yeah, but he doesn't, though, does he? I mean, I've left him half a dozen messages.
What do you want him for?
Oh, well, I'm supposed to be finding a professional judge for this talent show, and Wayne said he'd put me onto someone called Lenny Scargill.
Lenny Scargill? Oh, right. Haven't heard of him in years.
Yeah, well, I've tried Googling him. Wayne says he went into management, but there's no website or anything. And, well, yeah, dear old Wayne just doesn't bring me back.
Oh, we will eventually.
Well, I'm running out of time.
Any road, do you fancy a top-up?
Eddie, I'd love one, but I better get back to work. I only came back to show some leather samples to Jim.
Jim Lloyd?
For the new chairs in the bar.
Yeah, I've got a bum to pick with him.
Oh, yeah? What about?
Just you remember, Kenton, mate. If you want any painting and decorating done in this new bar of yours, I'm your man.
Hello.
Hi, Mum.
How was your lunch?
Oh, very nice. Is he popping all right?
Oh, as good as gold. I just put him in the buggy for his nap and he was out like a light.
Oh, good. I'll take him back inside. Oh. Thanks for lunch, Dad.
Great pleasure, darling.
So?
What?
What did Kate say to you?
Oh, nothing of any great import.
I thought that was why you took her out.
Why?
To see if there was anything wrong.
No, I just wanted to spend a bit of time with her.
Oh, Brian.
It's like she said, she's sad that her holiday's over and she's got to go home.
Well, is that all?
Oh, she's a bit depressed about Phoebe.
Why? I thought they got on really well.
They did, but now she's got to leave her again. I think she's finally taken on board that Phoebe's home is with Roy and Haley, and not with her.
Well, is that all?
Well, isn't that enough?
But things are all right between her and Lucas.
Oh, yes, fine. Oh. Nothing to worry about. Nothing at all.
But, Mike, it's been 4 days.
Yeah, I know. Vicky had to do an extra shift at work this week, so she hadn't had much time.
I'm going to have to take the calf off its mother and start it on substitute.
I know.
That's going to cost us money.
Just leave it another couple of days, can you?
Mike!
Look, I know Vicky's being daft about this, but it's no good me going on about it.
Well, if you won't tell her...
I have told her, Ed. I've been over it and over it, trying to get through to her the realities of the business, and she says she understands.
We can't put it off indefinitely, Mike. It's got to go.
I know. Just leave it till after the weekend, OK?
Well...
Please, Ed. I mean, she did buy the cows when all's said and done.
I know that.
So she has every right to take an interest.
An interest? Yes. But seriously, Mike, I can't have her dictating how I run the herd.
Well, no, of course not.
Is she coming to this meeting?
No.
Good. No, I mean, not that she's not welcome. I just find it hard not to,
yeah,
you know, not give her an earful.
Anyway, she was going to come tonight.
Oh, that'd be jazzer.
But Hayley asked her to babysit.
Have I came to the right place?
Yeah, come in, mate.
Evening, jazzer.
This is nice and cosy. What are you done with Emma?
Oh, she's gone round to her mum's. She'll be back about 7:30 to put George to bed.
Well, we better crack on then, ain't we?
What about Brenda? Did you not say she was coming?
Yeah, she's going to be a bit late, though. She's been into uni to see an old tutor.
What, hoping he'll give her a job?
Yeah, something like that.
Oh, hey, Jazza, that reminds me. I had a call from Harry.
Who?
Harry Mason, the new roundsman.
Oh, him, right. When's he starting?
April 12th.
Yeah, we won't actually start the new round till the following week.
The 19th, that's right. Yeah. But he'll shadow you for the first few days.
A few days?
You got a problem with that?
He's going to be bored witless. It doesn't take a full week to learn how to deliver milk.
Oh, and he wants to meet you before he starts.
What? Before he does the shadowing bit?
Yeah.
What for?
Just to get to know you.
I'm away by 8:30 most mornings.
Yeah, but you don't go home, do you? I mean, you're here doing the pigs.
Anyway, the guy's going to be a milkman. He's going to have to get used to the early hours, isn't he?
If you ask me, he sounds a bit keen.
That's a good thing, isn't it?
There's keen head and then there's over the top. Weird keen.
Right, come on, let's make a start, shall we?
That man, honestly.
Who?
Kenton. He seems to think I can communicate with my dad by some kind of ESP.
What?
Kenton's been trying to get hold of him. Something to do with a judge for the talent contest.
Oh, right.
Only I know what Dad's like. He never remembers to turn his phone on and never calls you back when he says he will. Are you doing anything, Tom?
What?
For the talent show.
Oh, not likely.
Wish I wasn't. Linda's got me running the music backstage.
Yeah.
Everyone's supposed to bring me their CDs and tell me exactly what they want played, but they'll probably all leave it till 10 minutes before curtain up.
Me and Ed have been trying to persuade Jazza to sing something.
Oh, he should.
Yeah, he should, but he won't. There's no way he'll get up there and humiliate himself.
Why not?
Because somewhere, deep down, he's still got his pride. Doesn't mean the rest of us couldn't use a laugh, though.
Hmm. Now, where's Brenda tonight?
She's at a meeting with Ed and Mike.
Oh.
Something about milk marketing.
Oh, that figures.
Said she'd come in here when it's done. But she's been in Felpisham all day and didn't make it home to eat, so she's probably a bit shattered.
Hmm. You know your cousin, Kate?
Hmm? What about her?
How long's she here for?
She went home today.
Oh?
Why?
I just wondered what she was doing over here.
A holiday.
Was that all?
Yeah, as far as I know. Why?
Well, she was in here yesterday lunchtime and having this really heavy discussion with her dad.
She can be a bit intense. Oh. We were all invited over there for drinks yesterday. You know, farewell to.
Oh, yeah.
Well, she seemed pretty cheerful then. Looking forward to seeing Nolly and Lucas again, Jennifer said.
Right.
Helen refused to go, though.
Did she?
Made some excuse up. And I don't think Haley's exactly sad to see the back of Kate either.
Well, because of Phoebe?
Yeah. Roy said Haley and Kate did the usual 10 rounds, but he reckons Haley won on points this time.
So, how's the doorstep campaign going?
Well, to be honest, not as well as we'd hoped.
How many people have signed up so far?
Not quite 200.
Oh.
What? I thought we'd done better than that.
That's a bit disappointing.
How many were we supposed to get?
Our target's 350.
Ugh, that's no good, is it?
So, what, do we need more advertising?
No, I wouldn't have thought so. We've got posters up and every household's had a leaflet, haven't they?
Yeah, and a bottle of milk.
Yeah, we've pretty much spent our publicity budget.
Easter holidays are coming up. Kids home from school, a lot of parents home with them, so I think what you should do is just keep on knocking on doors.
We've done that.
Yeah, I know.
All those free pints, everyone with a follow-up call.
Well, I'm just saying, there'll be more people at home, though, over Easter. You can't beat personal contact, don't you think?
I'm not doing that again.
Oh, come on, Jazza, don't you want to survey the local talent?
It's not going to be my round, is it? And I do need to sleep occasionally, you know. It's going to be bad enough next week, losing the hour.
What?
Well, clocks go forward this weekend.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Why don't you get the new boy on it?
Harry?
Oh, he's so blooming keen.
Well, yes. No harm in asking.
Still got a long way to go, though, haven't we? I mean, if we haven't even signed up 200 people yet.
That's not as bad as it sounds, believe me. There'll be a lot of word of mouth once you get started.
Yeah, you're right, Dad.
You reckon?
Well, that's exactly what happened when we first started in Ambridge. I mean, don't you remember? We virtually doubled the round in the first month.
Ah, Tom.
Oh, hi, Dad.
All on your own?
Brenda's at a meeting. Should be along soon.
Ah, right.
Didn't expect to see you here, though.
Oh, well, I thought I deserved a pint. You heard Helen's news?
What? The delay, you mean?
Yeah, yeah. Best thing I've heard for weeks.
Yeah.
It'll give her time. She might even meet someone in the next 6 months.
True.
Such a relief.
Evening, Tony.
Ah, hello.
Pint then, Dad?
Yes, thanks.
Shires?
Please. Oh, before I forget, Tom, Mum got a card for James.
James?
Your cousin, James. It's his birthday next week. Lillian's going down to see him. So, if you could sign it...
OK.
..we'll give it to Lillian to deliver.
Do you want a top-up, Tom?
Yeah, thanks. You can put another half in there when you're ready. Okay. Oh, look, here they come.
Here's a pint of lager. Thank you very much, Tom. How's my favourite barmaid this evening?
I'm fine.
Evening.
Ed, what are you drinking? Lager?
Oh, just a half, please. I'm driving.
Oh, well, Tom's buying.
Ah, no, it's good, Tom.
Timed that badly, didn't I?
1 pint of Shires for you, Tony.
Oh, ta.
Hiya.
Hello.
Hi.
Evening.
Hi.
What do you want to drink?
Where's Mike?
Actually, Tom, I'm completely knackered.
No, he's gone under Vicky.
I think I might just creep off home.
Oh, come on. Just a quick one.
No, honestly.
I'd rather get him to his wife and have a drink.
I've hardly seen you all week.
It's not right, is it?
There's your half, Tom.
Oh, cheers.
I'm so tired, I'm starting to talk gibberish.
Oh, you talked a lot of sense at the meeting, Brenda.
Maybe, but that's it. My brain is closing down.
Just have an orange juice or something.
Oh.
An orange juice with ice as well, please, Fallon.
Coming up.
Okay, but I've got to sit down.
There you go, Jazz.
Grand. Cheers, Tom.
Ooh. That's better.
I'll go and sit over by the fire, okay?
Okay, I'll bring your drink over.
Yeah.
I've been dreaming of that paint for the past hour.
Yeah, me too. Get a move on, Fallon.
Hey, I'm going as fast as I can.
I'll join you if I may, Brenda.
As long as you don't mind if I nod off.
So, Jazza, what's this I hear?
What?
That you're too chicken to enter the talent show.
I'm not chicken.
He's afraid of the competition.
Molly Button.
There you go, Ed. Yeah,
cheers, thanks, Tom.
I'm not afraid of anything. It's just going to be terrible magic tricks and talking dogs and karaoke.
All the more reason for you to go and do your bit.
Nah, not worth my while.
Nathan Booth's doing a Michael Jackson tribute.
And you've got your pity in her.
No, I told you, Jazz, we'll pay your entrance fee. It's all in a good cause, eh, Tom?
Yeah.
Wasting good drinking time.
You mean you're not even going to come?
I can think of better things to do with an evening.
Oh, come on, Jazz. Give us all a laugh.
We'll make our day.
One orange juice.
Thanks, Fallon.
That's £10.25, please.
You can abuse me as much as you like.
No, I'll tell you what.
I'm not going to weaken.
If you sing, I'll give you 20 quid.
Ooh, there's an offer, Jazz.
20 quid? No, worth it.
Okay, so will I.
40 quid?
That's quite a few pints.
Tempting, but I can't be bought. Not my favours are not for sale.
Since when were you a man of principle?
Oh, he has his moments.
Not even for your finest continental lager.
There you go, Tom.
Cheers.
How about if I play for you?
What?
You sing, I'll accompany you on my guitar.
What? Seriously?
Oh, he's weakening.
Isn't he?
No.
Come on, Jazza, it'll be a laugh.
40 quid and a professional backing, and we'll be there to cheer you on.
What would I sing but?
Okay, what about Don't Stop Believing?
Oh, no way.
Hallelujah?
You're kidding me.
What? Don't Let the Sun Go Down on Me?
Definitely no George Michael.
It's Elton John.
That's even worse. No, if I'm going to sing, it's not going to be some hackney power ballad. Why do something like, I don't know.
Rage Against the Machine?
That's it.
Jazza, you can't.
You two pay my entrance, and I'll have another five and a half each year for getting up there and performing. 50 quid. You play for me, Fallon, and I'll sing Killing in the Name.
You can't.
Oh, no.
You can't use that sort of language in the village hall.
But most of my mates are in exactly the same boat.
What, nobody's got a job?
Well, there are one or two. Mm-hmm. But they've had to move. A couple have gone down south and one to Manchester, but the others are just temping, you know? Data inputting, working in call centres.
Oh. Sorry, Tony.
You should be at home in bed.
Oh, I wish.
Well, you don't have to stay here.
You'll never guess what Jazz is going to do for the talent show.
What?
Only Killing in the Name.
What's that?
The most unsuitable song you can think of.
Yeah, you remember at Christmas, Dad, there was this campaign.
Look, Tom, I'm sorry, but I've got to go to bed.
I've got you a drink now.
I'm so tired. I'm starting to feel sick.
Oh, okay.
Sorry. I'll see you later. Night, Tony.
Bye.
It's not as if she's been working.
God, don't be hard on her.
I've hardly seen her all week.
Well, it's obviously getting her down a bit. Not being able to find a job.
And she's going out again tomorrow night, partying with her girlfriends.
You're lucky to have found someone who wants to do things in the right order.
What?
Unlike your sister.
Oh, Dad.
I have tried to talk to her, Tom. Really, I have. She was there when I got back on Wednesday. All down in the mouth because she can't have this baby straight away.
Yeah.
It's going to be a good thing, isn't it?
Okay, Dad, but you know what Helen's like.
What do you mean?
You don't seriously believe she'll change her mind because we think the idea's ridiculous.
We can only hope, Tom. Just pray that, with a bit of space to think the whole thing through, she'll come to her senses.